taking a step away from Yonder Radio for a moment to bring you the Friday news. I'm Ava Berardi. Facing a gap in the budget, Wheeler leaders at a recent town hall said they wanted to have an honest discussion about the city's financial situation and explore ways to ensure long-term stability. The city's budget is operating with a structural gap of more than $150,000. City Councilor Kay Cloran says that gap has been covered by transfers from the city's other funds and that the city needs to find alternate revenue sources. Councilors floated possible options, including a prepared food tax or urban renewal district in the city. Also discussed was a citizen initiative that would amend the city's code to allow short-term rentals, which are currently banned. That initiative is working its way toward the November ballot. Most of the people who attended the meeting focused on the short-term rentals proposal. A slight majority opposed the initiative, saying they're worried about it changing the town's character. Those in favor of the proposal said the city needs the potential revenue stream from the rentals. Some suggested the rentals could be limited to certain areas of the city. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Tillamook Headlight Herald, online at tillamookheadlightherald.com. This week, the Hermiston City Council approved a $26 million plan to get rid of forever chemicals that have been found in the eastern Oregon city's water system. Antonio Sierra has more.
Exposure to PFAS in drinking water has been linked to cancer and other diseases. Hermiston first discovered this group of chemicals in its water supply in 2023, then again in 2024, and again last year. City officials have assured residents the water remains safe to drink. The city's plan approved this week would shut down two wells, add filters to another, and draw more water from a different regional water system to make up the difference. Last year, city officials told OPB they had stopped testing for PFAS and were taking a wait-and-see approach to addressing contamination. But with PFAS regulations expected to come into effect in 2029, city officials have pivoted to a more definitive plan. The city applied for an Oregon Health Authority loan to help offset the cost of improving the water system. Antonio Sierra reporting.
While crews continue to mop up wildfires on Oregon's Warm Springs Reservation, a relief drive is underway to help affected horses and livestock. KLCC's Brian Bull reports.
The goal of the Warm Springs Animal Relief Fund was to raise $15,000 for hay, feed, and care for animals who've lost forage and grazing land. At last check, they had nearly twice that amount. The fundraising efforts are extending beyond Central Oregon. Last Sunday, Lisa Smolenska sold bouquets donated by Charles Little Flower Farm outside Lock, Stocks, and Bagels in Eugene. She raised nearly $700.
But this has got to be ongoing because the animals are going to need forage over the winter time as well and beyond.
Warm Springs rancher Shanna Johnson says she's happy that there's a fund. Her horses and cows lost 99% of their grazing district to the Beachcomb fire.
When the fire started, they all started coming home in groups, and there is absolutely nothing to eat.
Smolenska says she'll do another flower fundraiser this Sunday. I'm Brian Bull, reporting in Eugene.
Junction City leaders will hold off on making a decision on automatic license plate readers until the city's next budget cycle in the spring. KLCC's Rebecca Hansen-White reports.
Junction City had been considering starting a free trial with Flock. That company's AI-powered cameras can identify vehicle characteristics and plates and track a person's movement over the course of a month. During the meeting, Councilor Ken Hancock said the city's finances are tight and the proposal should go through a formal budget process.
Seven citizens, in addition to the city council, should have the opportunity to review this and decide if they want to fund it. We haven't done that yet.
The first 90 days of the trial would have been free, but Junction City would have been on the hook for the costs after that. The contract's value is about $29,000. I'm Rebecca Hansen-White, reporting.
Local and regional news is brought to you by our news partners and by the KMUN News Team. For more local and regional news, go to kmun.org/news. You're listening to KMUN.